The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
The game is over, but we're just getting started. You're listening to The Fifth Quarter, presented by Twitch, on the Raiders Podcast Network.
And after an eight-month, let's call it, layoff, we are back in The Fifth Quarter, presented by Twitch. Eddie Pascal hanging out with our guy, Jason Horowitz. And Jason, we have so much to discuss, right? The Raiders back on the field as we sit here at beautiful Allegiant Stadium, looking out at an empty Allegiant Stadium.
But I see a couple people over there in section 412.
People are out here doing their thing. Before we dive into the game, which was a 34-7 win for your Las Vegas Raiders, we saw you on TV today, which was pretty cool.
How'd I look?
You look good, man. Yeah. You look strong. How did it go? How did you feel that the visual broadcast went for you? Because we're so used to hearing you.
Yeah. Today. No, it was great. We have a great crew. You know, our producer Peyton does a great job. Everybody in the truck did a great job. And, you know, Rich Gannon and Matt Millen are such pros. I mean, Matt's been doing this. Heck, he retired in 1991. He went right into the broadcast booth. He was one of the best in the business at that point before he went to become a GM with the Lions. I mean, Matt's been doing this for so long. And he and Rich work so well together that you know, my job is to slide in there and just make sure that my chemistry with them fits into their chemistry. And it was great. There's the first game of the season. The storylines have been built up for so long. You know, you go to the, really since the free agency started in March, you have so many storylines that we've been talking about nonstop for 5 months, and between the practices this week and then the actual game, you know, they finally put themselves out on the field. And look, all those storylines, Jimmy Garoppolo and, you know, the new wide receivers with Jacoby Myers, and what do the rookies look like that we haven't seen, Tyree Wilson, Michael Mayer, all that stuff. I know we'll get to those as the preseason goes on, and maybe not till September, but the revamped secondary, an offensive line trying to get better, you know, what do they look like while Josh Jacobs is away? All those things were question marks, and they finally manifested themselves on the field.
And you and I were talking before we started rolling, like, going into today, there were a lot of things that you just wanted, hey, check it off the list. Mm-hmm. Rookie quarterback, look good. Aiden O'Connell doing his thing. We'll start with him. He goes 15 of 18, 141 yards with one touchdown finish.
And two of those were drops, by the way.
I mean, when we look at Aiden O'Connell, and look, I'm a big believer in, as long as you come out of the preseason game healthy, that's all that matters. I like to stay pretty even keel. I'm not a big overreaction guy. I'm not a big underreaction guy. But if you're a fan of this team, having heard so much the legend of Aiden O'Connell, the fleshy mustache, the whole deal, like, you have to feel pretty good from what you saw from him.
Oh, listen, I asked Rich. I'm like, hey, Rich, have you ever seen a rookie debut that looked like this? And you know, we don't have enough knowledge of every preseason game, because at every preseason game, you're looking at rookies who are making their NFL debut at quarterback. But you could not have asked him to do anything more. He got rid of the ball quickly. It's a timing aspect. It's a timing offense. This is a guy that did not huddle at Purdue. You know, Jeff Brohm runs an up-tempo system. This is a difficult offense to get in and out of. People talk about that with Josh McDaniels in the system all the time. So to just have the simplicity of being able to get the playoff, they didn't have any delay of games. They didn't have any illegal formation penalties. You know, I don't think we had a false start. I don't think we had a false start. And so all those things that you want your quarterback to be in charge of, he was. And then on top of that, he had some beautiful balls. And so you credit the receivers for getting open. Cole Fotheringham had a nice game. We didn't start our top two tight ends, and then that spot for number three between Jesper Horsted and Cole Fotheringham. He had nice rhythm with Trey Tucker early on, who had a couple of those drops. You couldn't have asked him to do anything else, and we'll see what happens. But at least from what you have seen, that's a really nice start in game action.
Yeah, 1,000%. 1,000%. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with all the things that we wanted to see from Aiden O'Connell that we ultimately did see from Aiden O'Connell. And I wonder this too, right? And were you surprised? Because as we went through the second half, like, I was like a lot of people, where halftime hit, I was like, hey, good for O'Connell. We'll see you next week. But goes out, plays really a majority of the third quarter too. Like, were you surprised how much
burn they gave? No, not at all. I think part of the reason I'm not surprised is because there's no question about who the third quarterback is. It's not like you're trying. Like last year, there were questions, right? You knew it was going to be Derek Carr. You knew it was going to be Jarrett Stidham. But like, if they're keeping a third, is it Chase Garbers? At the beginning of the year, Nick Mullins was here. So there wasn't really a definitive, like, who's the third guy. There's no questions this time, right? You know it's Jimmy Garoppolo, Brian Hoyer, and the fourth round draft pick out of Purdue. Whether he's on the, I mean, they're not going to cut him to make it on the practice squad. So, like, he's just going to be your inactive guy, or maybe Brian is. I don't know. But he's the guy you need to see get a game action. You're not really as worried about Chase Garbers. And so I wasn't surprised that was the case. It'll be interesting to see if we see Jimmy Garoppolo at all in LA or in Dallas. The same thing with Brian Hoyer. I would think that you'd expect them to play a little bit, but you know, I'm Josh McDaniels. Brian Hoyer had one game last year in Green Bay in the regular season. He had a concussion and then he was on IR. And so, you know, he's older, he knows the system, he knows what they do in New England, he knows what Josh does. His main role is to come in if they have to, but hope that he doesn't. Like, and he's very upfront about that.
Yeah, and your radio partner, Lincoln Kennedy, brought up a great point, too, on the radio side of things today, where he goes, look, you don't need to see anything from Hoyer. Hoyer's got nothing to prove. He knows exactly what he's got to do. And you know, really, this is more beneficial for Aiden O'Connell than it is for Brian Hoyer.
Oh, right? 100%.
If you're Josh McDaniels, you don't need to worry about him. So it was good to see Hoyer, excuse me, not Hoyer. It was good to see O'Connell get that burn. Will we see Brian Hoyer in the preseason? Who knows?
I think we will. Yeah. I think we'll see a little bit of Brian Hoyer. I would assume we'll see him. I mean, just if for nothing else to get a little bit of game action. Just the bigger question is, will we see Jimmy Garoppolo?
And I don't
There were a lot of teams that played their starting quarterbacks this opening weekend, which you don't used to see, you know, and for a variety of reasons. You know, Jordan Love's never been the starter, so you expect that. The rookies like C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, you expect that. But Derek Carr started today for New Orleans. Patrick Mahomes started today for Kansas City. And so, you know, a variety of reasons, a variety of guys around the league. I know Jimmy's coming off the foot injury, and I know there's some thought to that, and there's reasons to not. But at the same time, his whole aspect of timing, when we're in Dallas, maybe.
I don't know. Yes, you're going to talk me into it. You're going to convince me.
Look, there's reasons for both, right? There's the obvious reasons of why not, but then there's also the obvious reasons of why yes. So in a perfect world, the answer is always yes and not get hurt. But then the Jets, Zach Wilson got hurt in the preseason last year. So there's the always and the if.
Give him one series, up and down, we'll get out of here.
Hand the ball off with one pass.
Exactly, love it. Speaking of things that we were talking about, checking off the list, we've heard so much and we've seen so much over the past, call it, 2.5 weeks of this Raiders defense getting their hands on the football, being active around the football, and going into 2023, something that was a concerted mission, motivation, whatever, for this group. Well, we wanted to see it in game action. And yes, with the big caveat, there is no Max Crosby, no Chandler Jones, no Nate Hobbs, et cetera, et cetera. All that said, this Raiders defense flew around today, and you give a lot of credit to not only Patrick Graham but the young guys for going out there doing their thing and making life miserable for the 49ers quarterback.
So the 49ers didn't play hardly any starters. They might not have actually played any starters. And you know, you never know, because Nick Bosa's holding out and George Kittle's banged up, so you never actually know who's a quote-unquote starter when you get to the season. But the Raiders defense didn't have any starters other than Ja'Corian Bennett either. And he's a fourth round pick that we just presume is a starter because he's been playing with the starters in practice. But he's the only quote unquote projected starter that actually suited up today. And so, yes, they were not going against the Niners starting offense. But if you're asking, hey, were they in position to make plays? What was the first play of the game?
Sack.
It was a sack. What was the third play of the game? It was a sack. The first three Niners possessions netted 1 yard and three and out. And yes, the touchdown today for San Francisco should have actually been an interception. This should have been a shutout. I guess you could say Jake Moody shouldn't have missed a 40-yard field goal. But like, the Duke Shelley had a ball that should have never been thrown by Trey Lance.
Amari Bernie should have had a pick as well.
100%. But Duke Shelley's drop landed in the body of Ross Dwelley in the end zone for a touchdown. But to your point, they had two takeaways. They should have had two more. And this is a team that the preseason last year we had some. Luke Masterson, we had some. Meek Robertson had some. So again, you're a little cautiously optimistic. But the emphasis is certainly there. And the question is, what happens when they face the actual starting quarterbacks? Russell Wilson, Josh Allen, Herbert. Kenny Pickett, Herbert, Jordan Love, and Mac Jones.
Yeah. But for, I mean, at the end of the day, right? 4 sacks, 2 takeaways, that'll do. I don't care what. If it's preseason.
And what were the Niners on third down? That was the other one, too.
Actually, you know what's funny?
Like 2 for 10, 2 for 11?
They were 2 for 10. Look at you. And it's so funny because you and I were talking about, hey, if you had to pick a negative, right, coming at it today, what would it be for the Raiders? We're having a hard time coming up with one. 5 for 13 on third down for the Raiders offense. And again, you're getting a little nitpicky. But
yeah, but it was 5 of 8 in the first half.
Okay.
So that means they were 0 for 5 in the second half. So if you're looking for something, that's your that, but they were 5 of 8 at the half. And if you remember the first couple of drives, all of their third downs, they were 3rd and 1. So that's another positive. Like, are you staying ahead of this chains? And the answer was yeah.
And we saw an Aiden O'Connell sneak as
two
well.
Two of them.
Two?
Yeah.
It was good.
And we saw the defense stop Sam Darnold on a 4th and 1. Yeah, he tried to sneak and he got held up.
It was good to see some of that situational football that you can't really replicate in a joint practice. And the beauty of the joint practice is coaches can, you know, make it up, mock it up as however they want to replicate some of these moments. But you can't fake a 4th and short with the crowd going crazy. You got to get a first. Who's going to win? Low man wins, right? Another thing that I really want to talk about, and it isn't the sexiest thing, and people give me a hard time because I'm our special teams guy, right, Jason? Carlson and Cole. Those
Why
are
you
guys.
A special teams guy?
Why am I not a special teams guy?
Like, did you grow up as a long snapper?
No, I didn't. I mean, I guess I did play soccer, and one of my buddies was the kicker for the football team.
All right, so that'll work.
It's this is the beauty of doing it right here, Jason. This is, man, I love it. Can't make it up.
You are, do your thing is to the folks who are packing stuff up. Yeah, get your cords.
Yeah. I was never here.
Yeah. But, you know, it is something that I did want to talk about. Coming into this season, right, is we did make a change along the special teams battery, right? Trent C. Al, Jake, and Bobemeyer in. And coming into today, we have heard so much talk about how good Carlson and Cole were a year ago, right? Guys at the top of their craft. Well, you tweaked the mechanism a little bit. And I was genuinely very curious to see how it looked and how it felt today. It looked pretty good, Jason Horowitz. Yeah. It looked pretty good. Our guy Daniel Carlson dominating in midseason form per usual, just doing 50-plus casual. But I know it isn't the biggest storyline. It's not the sexy storyline. But all the same, good to see my specials doing their thing.
There was one low snap that you know, but that's going to happen.
Yep.
The idea is that it doesn't happen. There was one low snap, but A.J. Cole got it down. I think it was the extra point on the first touchdown. Maybe it was the second touchdown. Maybe there's some nerves there. You know, I don't think long snappers change. When you're good, you usually are with the team for a long time, or you're in the league for a long time. It's not something that teams focus on or fans focus on. In fact, I think if you were to ask if you poll 1,000 fans of the 32 teams in the league, hey, who's your long snapper? I wonder how many of those 1,000 could actually name that.
Don't break my heart.
No. But you know who your punter is. You know who your kicker is. But, you know, it's just something that's not brought up that often. So, you know, because the reality is the job is the goal is the person's never brought up.
Because
unless it's a snap that's over someone's head or low or consistently, you don't pay attention to it because you pay attention to the actual kick. I think that was good too. There is preseason you kind of just take with a grain of salt. Raiders were 4-0 last year in the preseason, started against Jacksonville. Here in Minnesota, they dominated the Vikings in that game. Miami was a little bit sloppier, but a win on the road. And then we came back and we finished alumni weekend against the Patriots. And that was a game with the dominated Brian Hoyer, who started that. Actually, Mac Jones started that day. And then Brian Hoyer played a lot, too. And the Raiders dominated that game also. So you take it a little bit with a grain of salt. But there's a game that was played, and you have things to take out of it. And there's nothing but positives to take out of today.
100%. And we talk about things that we don't know what it means. But Cole Fotheringham had a heck of a day at the office. 5 catches on 5 targets, 71 yards, and then balled out on special teams, too. So what does it mean in the grand scheme of the 53-man roster?
That's interesting. When we talked with Josh McDaniels yesterday, in the preseason, our TV crew and our radio crew, we sit down with the coach, and we talked to Patrick Graham and actually Brian Hoyer, too. We do that before every preseason game, and he kind of lets us know what they're thinking in the process and where they are a little bit, just like they do in the regular season with TV crews from Fox, CBS, whatever. He told us he wasn't going to play, and I was a little bit surprised that Jesper Horsted wasn't playing because, you know, we go into this from what our perspective is, which is Austin Hooper and Michael Mayer are going to be the top two tight ends. Is there a battle for the third? And maybe Jesper's a little banged up. I don't know. But Jesper won the job last year because of these preseason games. Cole Fotheringham played really well. He made a couple of tough grabs too that he had to go up and get. I wonder what they'll look at with his blocking. That'll be interesting. Jakob Johnson didn't play. That was another one. John Samuel Shanker, the rookie out of Auburn, was used as a fullback today, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, a fun little wrinkle for sure. You know, Rachel and I were both mentioning that because when we first, it was that first series where he lined up, and I could have sworn I was like, well, Jakob's not playing because I saw the fantastically trimmed mohawk on the sideline. So I knew he wasn't out there.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, who is that? But interesting. And it just goes to the point, the more you can do in this league, the better.
Sure.
And big shout out to the coaching staff for at least giving John Samuel Hay a shot
to do your thing. And to your point, like Keelan Cole had six targets and he had six catches. And it wasn't for big yardage, but 29 yards. And
a touchdown.
Yeah, and the touchdown at the end of the second quarter. So, you know, Keelan Cole made some big catches last year in Seattle and then, of course, the Patriots game. So he has experience with the staff. But if you kind of think about, okay, where were they last year? They kept five wide receivers. You know, if you keep that thought this year, you know you're going to have Devontae as long as he comes back healthy, Hunter Renfro, Jacoby Myers, and they drafted Trey Tucker in the third round. There's your four. So between Philip Dorsett and Christian Wilkerson and Keelan Cole and Cam Sims and DeAndre Carter, who also didn't play today, those are guys that you're thinking about, okay, who's number five? And if we keep a six, who's number six? That's a legitimate battle for those guys to try and figure out which one is going to be on the roster. And, you know, they really like DeAndre Carter. I know there's an emphasis on punt return for this team because we were dead last in the NFL in punt return last year. He can obviously do that. So I know there's an emphasis there. And he's coming off a career year too, so maybe it's only a spot for if we're going to keep a sixth wide receiver.
And this is the fun part about preseason, right? Where you can kind of play through all these hypotheticals of this many linemen compared to this many linebackers, and
yeah,
then you can keep another running back, and where does Jakob fit in?
And I think we have that conversation at corner too.
Yeah,
Roderick Teamer played really well today. You know, sure, there's a lot of talk about
another guy who earns his spot on special teams.
100%, and he played in all 17 games. He played a lot of defensive snaps too. He played like 35 or 40% of our defensive snaps last year. So, like, I just, there's a lot of players who are going to make plays in the preseason who won't be here on August 30th. But that doesn't mean they're not going to be on someone else's roster.
100%. And speaking of the rest of the preseason, the team's taking off tonight, headed to Los Angeles. You and I are going to take a little time here before we go to Los Angeles. But all the same, when we do this again, gosh, on Saturday, when the team takes on the Los Angeles Rams, what are you really trying to see out of that second game?
Well, first of all, the Rams looked awful yesterday against the Chargers. So, you know, for whatever that's worth, I haven't done enough yet on the Rams. A lot of focus right now on the 49ers getting ready for today, with the exception of knowing that the Rams have a lot of young guys. You know, they had a ton of draft picks, but they were all third. I think they had one second rounder, but they had a ton of draft picks, third, fourth, sixth, seventh round guys. And they got like 28 undrafted free agents that they're trying to figure out who's going to be on that team. So they're only 2 years removed from winning a Super Bowl, and it's a drastically different, particularly defense, but it's a drastically different team, a drastically different offensive line. They don't have a ton of skill guys on the outside. You're talking about, you know, there's a couple of young guys, but you're talking about Ben Skoranek and Van Jefferson, obviously Cooper Kupp, but I don't expect to see him. And, you know, who knows if we'll see Matthew Stafford coming off the injury, but they've got Stetson Bennett. You know, they've got another... Was he fourth round or fifth round? They've got another mid-round draft pick quarterback, just like we do. And, you know, he's trying to figure out what his... Everyone's kind of underestimated him his entire life, just like Aiden O'Connell, right?
You see, he threw the ball 30 times the other day. Or was it yesterday?
Well, they couldn't stop... You know, it's interesting. You said if you're looking at one negative from today...
Yeah.
The yards per carry was not very high
for the Raiders.
120 rushing yards, but what was it per rush?
Just over three.
Okay. That's not a number you want. You want that number to be 4.5, closer to 5.
And interesting, too, the longest run of the day is only 14.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, to your point, you're wearing a defense down, but it isn't the big 4.
Five, no.
You know.
And some of these are, you know, the end of the game. It's 8 minutes to go. It's 34-7.
And
let's get 2 yards.
Your third and your fourth.
Sure.
String line.
Sure. So, like, you take that for – but they didn't have big chunks first, second, third quarter either. So the Rams were gashed by the Chargers on the ground yesterday. Again, I don't know who the Chargers played. I don't know who the Rams are playing. But that's something that you look, okay, next week, can they get bigger plays in the run game? There were some good holes today. Can they make even more? And then does Aiden O'Connell build off of what he had today? And can the defense continue to get takeaways? You get those things next week, you're looking pretty good.
Yeah, and again, you know, the big one too coming out of it. Can he stay healthy
yep.
for a second week? We saw Dylan Parham go down, still TBD.
And that's that's a big one because he made strides. There was a lot of talk this offseason about losing weight. We didn't know that last year. He was sick,
yeah.
had an illness. He lost 10 or 12 pounds. He never got it back. He's gained weight for this year. And you go into today, you feel like the left side, Colton Miller, Dylan Parham, and then Andre James is pretty much stable. Andre didn't play. Colton didn't play. You know they're starters. You assume Dylan's going to start at left guard. He started every game last year. But then right guard, is it Alex Barrs? Is it Greg Van Roten? The veteran got this. Well, they're both veterans, but Van Roten started today. Jermaine Illuminor, Thayer Munford. Is it somebody else? Brandon Parker didn't play today. You think it's Illuminor, but there's a battle going on there, too.
We saw Thayer in the jumbo set.
Yeah.
It's similar to what we did last year, the
yeah.
Thayer package.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, there's a battle there. And I think that continues to next week. And I think you'd like to see some continued pressure from the defensive line. They were in the backfield the entire game today.
Yeah.
If that happens again next week, I think you start to feel pretty good about it, particularly whether it happens in practice, but then also in the game Saturday.
1,000%. And we're going to learn a lot about this team during those joint practices,
yep.
Wednesday and Thursday against the Rams. It'll be a lot of fun to get to beautiful California, watch another...
We're going to the Valley, right? We're going to Thousand Oaks for practice?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, man. As a Northern California guy...
You never go down there.
Well, I mean, and when I do go down there, I go from the hotel to wherever we're going. My geography of anything past south of San Luis Obispo, terrible.
Yeah, that's not very good.
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
You want to go Napa, Healdsburg, Sonoma, all that stuff, I got you. We want a back road to this place or that place, I'm your guy. Anything south of SLO, though,
yeah.
no good.
The beach is the marker. You
yeah,
want to be at
right?
the beach. Yeah, the beach, the pier, Hollywood. You going to go to the Walk of Fame next week?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who
a little
knows?
Wednesday night in the Walk of Fame?
Ooh, maybe. We shall see. We have a lot. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of things to discuss, and I can't wait. But today was good. An excellent start for the Raiders in the preseason. Thank you, Jason Horwitz, for hanging out with us. Eddie Pascal, Jason Horwitz, my guys Fenny and Al doing their thing on the back end. And from everyone else here at Silver Bike Productions, thank you, thank you, thank you for hanging out with us. And we will see you guys next week following the Raiders' second preseason game in the fifth quarter, presented by Twitter.
Thank you for listening to The Fifth Quarter, presented by Twitch. Make sure to download the Raiders mobile app, and we'll see you next week.
Karma Automotive, Forbes magazine's most anticipated luxury electric vehicle. Karma Automotive is a luxury EV brand designed and manufactured in California. Proud sponsor and official luxury vehicle of the Las Vegas Raiders. Charge the motion beyond EV. Karma Automotive.